Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This is not a phrase that I have heard often. Katie is a savage. Too nice to be a savage, man.
That's what I thought. And
we came up with a new segment, by the way. Is she savage or is she savvy?
Savage or savvy?
Ooh, okay. Yes. I like that.
Is she savage or savvy?
And I think it's fitting for what I'm about to say. Because, yes, there are times on our podcast in the moment where Katie will have some edgy opinions to where I'm looking at her like, I'm in such shock. I did not know you thought this way.
There was one a couple of weeks ago on In the Moment, that's the name of Mo's podcast, where you were saying like, nah, don't give that kid a break. She's 11 already.
Oh,
what
yeah.
was that all about?
That was the award show from the movies when they give you awards for being bad.
The Razzies.
And they gave it to someone who was 11 or 12, I believe.
Yes.
And I was,
they nominated her.
They nominated her. And I thought it was wrong. And Katie was like, no, if she trash, she trash.
Yeah. Like, she's got to learn to deal with this disappointment now.
Yes.
I was what? I was stunned.
Yes.
It builds character.
What's your middle name? Huh? What's your middle name?
Antonia.
Katie Antonia Ledbetter Birch.
All of them.
She was like, how long do you want her to go acting without feeling disappointed? She's 12 already.
That's how she felt. And she owned it. And so, yes, there are times when that happens and I'm thinking she's joking. And I look and I'm like, no, she's really serious. This is how she feels. And so this happened the other day when, I guess it's kind of a spoiler alert, but not really. I'm not going to go into like what happens in the movie, but just the premise of the movie for the movie called Knock at a Cabin. So basically, imagine you find yourself in this scenario and think about what you would genuinely do. If you and your child and your significant other, right, the three of you are together in a cabin and people come into the cabin and they say to you, they prove this as factual information. One of you has to take the life of one of you or the entire world is going to end. That's the scenario you find yourself in.
Okay.
That's the premise of the movie.
All right.
That is dark.
That's very dark.
It's an easy call.
I thought it was too.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what you guys would do, because when Katie told me what she would do, I was floored. So I don't know if she's being savvy or a savage.
So it's Tiffany, my fiance.
Yes.
Let's say her daughter.
Yes.
And me in the cabin.
Yes.
One of you's got to die in order to save the world.
To save the entire world.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking twice about it. I'm going to ask her to shoot me in the head.
That was how I felt.
Yeah.
I thought this was a no-brainer.
Right.
Just take me out. Enjoy yourselves.
Wait, let's go around the room here.
Bye, Bart.
You see?
Wait, he's got miss five you. More years on me. He's got five more years on me.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys are going to miss your husband,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yeah. I am. I don't want to die. I mean, I don't want him to die either, but I mean, somebody's got to die.
I was so taken aback by how easily Katie came to that conclusion. It was the same exact way. Like, she didn't think twice about it. She's like, oh, my wife got to go. Bye. And I was like, Katie, think about this for a second. She didn't want to think about it at all. This would be an easy decision for her.
No, because I'm mommy number one, so I'll take care of our daughter. we'll be fine.
How do you know you're mommy number one?
That's
what makes you mommy number one.
Exactly that.
Because I created the scenario for the basis. I'm mommy number one. I'm the better mother in this scenario. If my wife has to go, that's because she's probably mommy number two. So,
okay. This is nasty. No.
As mommy number one, leader here, okay, I can probably take care of our child more. And then I would just think of something that wifey did to piss me off. And it would be easy. And bye. And, you know, we'll miss you in the arms of the angels. So,
I'm
taking myself out.
Yeah,
it was like a no-brainer to me. I thought that would be everybody's answer.
Yeah, well, it's a little more complicated because ours has some sexism built in.
I think so. Right? I think that's what I've learned.
Say you're gay and it's your husband. Like, is it going to be you or your husband?
I don't know, man.
I would imagine I would feel the same way. Like, there's no way I could sit there and say, take somebody out that I love that much. Because I wouldn't be able to live with myself anyway.
So I do think that you would have to have the debate, the very uncomfortable debate. Like, who is the more capable parent?
Oh, well, then I've got to go.
Right?
I mean, no. I am mommy number two in this scenario.
But you're the breadwinner right now. So that gets you some points.
Yeah, but if I don't know how to cook the bread, what's the point having it?
You can pay someone to do it.
Oh, that's true. Got you.
That is a really interesting question, though, because you guys would have to ask each other, like, okay, who is our child in better hands with? And then as soon as it's answered, bam!
Yeah.
There it is. It's over.
It's been nice knowing y'all.
It's interesting, because before kids, I'd be like, yeah, 100% take me. But now that kids are involved, I'm like, but I want to stay.
Yeah, I know. And then I can spread the gospel of Bart and what he did to save the world.
The gospel of Bart. Praise be.
Way to turn
I'm
going to
tell you a story, man. Yeah.
Wow, that is messed up. Y'all are messed up for that.
Surprising, though. The podcast is called In the Moment. You can check it out anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Get it? The Bert Show.